मौन व्याख्या प्रकटित पर ब्रह्म तत्व युवान वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुधाब्धी भुवि रामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रुत्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयात् इतरतश्चात्वेष विज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजो वारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तघोकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालम् पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानंदमाधवं व्यासाय विष्णुरूपाय व्यासरूपाय विष्णवे नमो वै ब्रह्मनिधये वासिष्ठाय नमो नमः जयति जगति माया यस्य कायाधवस्ते वचनरचनमेकं केवलं चाकलय्य ध्रुवपदमपि यातो यत्कृपातो ध्रुवोऽयं सकलकुशलपात्रं ब्रह्मपुत्रं नतोऽस्मि। नारद भगवान इज इंस्पायरिंग व्यासाचार्य टू राइट द भक्ति स्क्रिप्चर नेमली भागवतम। व्हाइल इंस्पायरिंग ही एक्सप्लेन्ड द ग्रेटनेस ऑफ भक्ति, how devotion to the Lord can make great change in a person's life. So, while explaining the greatness of bhakti, he now quotes himself as the example for the redeeming capacity, redeeming power of the devotion. Satsanga and devotion, both are the blessings of the Lord. Without enough punya karma, a person will not get satsanga. That is the entire argument of the Rishi. And once a person gets satsanga, naturally his entire life becomes a changed one, a meaningful one. So Narada Bhagavan here recalls his earlier life. Earlier life means what? In previous janma. We also recall our earlier life. Maximum it will be from the age of some 7 or 8. But he recalls his previous janma itself. He says to Vyasa Rishi, in my previous birth, I was a son of maid servant. My father passed away when I was a child, and my mother was taking care of me by working in one rich person's house. Whenever sadhus come to our village during Chaturmasya period, they used to stay in our village. That time my mother was appointed to serve the sadhus. So along with my mother, I also used to go to the place where sadhus were living. So keeping me with her, she used to do all household duties. Whenever sadhus come out, I will be sitting there as an innocent child. Then my mother used to teach me, when sadhus come, you should not sit. Immediately you get up and bow down to them. Then only they may bless you. Like that, one by one, she taught me how to move with sadhus. That time I was just 5-6 year old boy. Seeing me without any childish pranks, sadhus were fond of me. Being Tulya Darshana, being men of equanimity, they did not reject me because of my either age or my lower birth. They showered their grace even though I was just 5 or 6 year old boy. How they showered their grace? First, they used to talk to me and allowed me to serve them. What 5 year old child will serve? What service will? So they will tell, hey, bring this. That commandalu, or bring this book like that. So they allowed me to sit, and whenever they are going to eat, they naturally shared their food also with me. Uchishtalepa anunumodito dujaihi sakritsma punje tadapasta kilbishaha evam pravruttasya vishuddha chetasaha tadharma evatma ruchi prajayate. When sadhus shared their food, the result was I got purity of mind. Indirectly, here one teaching comes. What type of food we eat determines our purity of our mind. So, tad dharme ruchi hi prajayate. I developed a taste. Developed a taste for what? Not for food. Developed a taste for tad dharme. In their dharma, taste for bhakti. I developed a taste for their devotional way of life. Evam pravruttasya vishuddha chetasaha. Being purified due to their association. Tatranvaham krishna kata pragayatam anugrahena ashrunuvam manoharaha tasraddhayame anupadam vishunvataha priyashravasyanga amabhavad ruchihi. By their blessing, I was able to listen their attractive speeches. It was so attractive that I used to even imitate. There are some children, they have that capacity to imitate. Even in Sri Ramakrishna's life, we can come across. When Sri Ramakrishna was just 6 year old boy, he used to attend Pandit Sabha. What he will understand Pandit Sabha? Pandit Sabha means all the scholars, sadhus used to talk. So he used to go and see their physical language, that body language. Then he will come back to home and Sri Ramakrishna also used to serve like this, sadhus. So one day Sri Ramakrishna even dressed like sadhus, and Chandramani Devi was simply horrified seeing a 6 year old child with all bhasma, with kaupina, with one danda, and telling that I also will become sadhu like that. So with all attentiveness, I heard whatever they were talking. Seeing me that I am attentive, they started addressing me also. With all attentiveness, they taught me the glory of the Lord. They did not teach me casually. What 6 year old child will understand? And the people who have arranged for their stay, they are not attending the sadhu sangha. They kept themselves safely away from the sadhu sangha. So, but they attended the needs of the sadhus. And this Naradji and his mother was allotted duty. So, mother generally will be in duties. So, I was the only person who was free. So, I used to just attentively listen what they are telling. So, they did not reject me. By listening them attentively, I developed devotion to the Lord. Having spent 4 months in this way, in their association, my mind was totally devoted to the Lord. This is one of the reason, maybe, Bhagavan Narada Rishi might have tried with children with regard to devotion. Generally, in our houses, we think that children cannot be taught anything serious thing. That is not the truth. All learning takes place before the age of 6. After the age of 6, no learning takes place. According to Shastra, all learnings end at the age of 6, over. Whatever is given by the parent at that age, that was perpetuated by the teacher. But if you ask our children within 6-year-old age, they also completed their learning with regard to advertisement songs and other these that, Pogo channel like that. There are in many Gurukulas, especially in Maharashtra, they teach entire Ekanatha Bhagavata. Huge it is. Ekanatha was a devotee of the Lord, Panduranga. So he has written Bhagavata commentary in sloka form. Small, small children, they used to chant. So here Naraji says, my mind was totally devoted to the Lord. They converted me as a devotee of the Lord. By their grace, I even got the glimpse of oneness, he says. Tasminstata labdhat ruchair mahamune priyashravasya akhilata matirmama yayahametad satasatswamayaya pashyemai brahmani kalpitam pare. It's a very tall claim. Naraji says, at that age, I had a vision of oneness of the universe. Yaya, aham yetat, I have become everything. Everything means what? Sat, asat. So, mayaya brahmani kalpitam pare. It is atma jnanam. Everything in the creation is nothing but aropitam, superimposition on Brahman. This oneness I could have at that age itself. At the end of the Chaturmasya Vrata, when all the sadhus were leaving our village, I also wanted to follow them. Because I could not even imagine their separation. I could not bear their separation. Because separation from physical relatives generally gives pain. Especially when a child is attached to some uncle or auntie or someone, naturally when they go to their home, they will be crying. But separation with regard to Atma Bandhus is still painful. So I was crying, I was adamant, and I was requesting them to take me also with them. Seeing this wonderful relationship, relationship between all old sadhus and 6-year-old boy, they advised me to stay with my mother and serve her. So when I asked how should I live, they even initiated me into the spiritual life by giving me mantra of the Lord. Diksha also, 60-year-old child was receiving, you see. This shows the culture of the society. Even a son of maid servant was not deprived of spiritual wealth. Even a child of 6-year-old also was not simply rejected from the spiritual life. So here Naraji says, Jnanam guhyatamam yattat sakshat bhagavato ditam anvavochan gamishyantaha kripaya dina vatsalaha. They are dina vatsalas. Embodiment of compassion. Kripaya, with all compassion, they taught me the Atma Vichara. In this way, my life was transformed by Sadhu Sangha and Shastra Shravanam. After their leaving, I was committed to the spiritual practices as taught by them, and I was living with my mother, serving her. One day, fortunately or unfortunately, my mother passed away by a snake bite. suddenly she passed away. I lost a loving mother and no other relatives also for me. That time only I consider that situation that it is a blessing in disguise. 6-year-old child. And you cannot say Narada Bhagavan is bluffing. If anybody bluffs, he cannot become Narada. Narada means what? Public relation officer of a Bhagavan. Having capacity to roam anywhere. So Satya must be there in that person's life. Now the story is told not by 6-year-old boy. Story is told by Narada himself. As Muni, as Rishi, he cannot just brush aside, these are all bluff like that. So considering this as a blessing in disguise, I took to the life of wandering. See, that is the sign whether spirituality entered our life. What is the sign? Whether we are able to take every situation in our life as a blessing of the Lord. When you get good job in a MNC with 5-digit or 6-digit salary, naturally everybody will tell, Ishwar Kripa Hai. But when you are rejected by that same company within 2 months or 3 months, that time also you should be able to say that it is Ishwar Kripa. So, taking everything as the Bhagavad Kripa is the sign of spiritual minds, the sign of Vairagyam. And the spiritual seeker is very much convinced that Bhagavan knows everything. Without his permission, no situation comes in my life. So, ordinary person comes to temple and says, Bhagavan, like this happened, do you know? Are, after his knowledge only it has come to you. And he thinks that Bhagavan doesn't know somebody, some planet or some Shani Bhagavan, Shani Ishwara or some other person is cause for my suffering. So Bhagavan is not aware of these things. He may be busy with other things. So you go and inform him and complain to him. But a spiritual seeker will never complain, and he takes that a blessing of the Lord. Naraji says, when my mother was separated from me, I considered that it is a great opportunity for me to devote my entire life for the Lord. So, roaming here and there, one day when I was sitting in the seclusion, sitting in a forest and meditating the Lord's holy feet, I got the vision of the Lord. Dhyayatascharanam bojam bhava nirjita chetasaha autkantya shukalakshasya hridyasin meshanair harihi. As instructed by the sadhus, I used to practice meditation, upasana, morning, evening, whenever I find time. One day when I was sitting like this in meditation, I meditated on the Lord's holy feet. Dhyayataha charanam bojam. What type of charanam bojam? Charanam bojam means what? Lotus feet. Bhagavan's feet is always compared to that lotus because of its gambhiryata and the sweetness and color and other things. That lotus feet from where Bhuvana Pavana Ganga originates. From where Ganga herself originates. That Charanambojam served by Mother Lakshmi. And that Charanambojam, which is the greatest treasure for sadhus. That Charanambojam, which has measured the 3 lokas. That Charanambojam, which is glorified by Shruti. And that lotus feet, which is worshipped by Brahmadi Devatas. And that lotus feet, which is the only bridge to cross the samsara sagara, that type of charanambojam I was meditating. How autkandya ashrukalakshaha san, with all devotion. Ashrukalakshaha means what? With all tears in my eyes, I was meditating. That time hridyasin me shanair harihi, Bhagavan gave darshan to me in my heart. Shanaihi harihi riddhyasi. Slowly he manifested in my heart. Bhagavan blessed me with his vision, and unfortunately he disappeared immediately. So naturally I was disturbed, and when I tried to have his darshan again and again, there was a ashariri. Bhagavan spoke to me, avipakva kashayanam durdarshoham kuyoginam sakrit yad darshitam rupam yetat kamayate nagha. Oh my dear child, my darshan is not for immature people. After giving darshan, Bhagavan says, it is nice, na? After giving darshan, he says, I am not giving darshan for immature people. So you won't get this darshan here afterwards. That means what? Bhagavan has forgotten. Just now he has given darshan. What a forgetfulness. So he says, hey anaga, sinless one, since you have served the sadhus and lived with sadhus, I gave this darshan. Not for your devotion or anything. So that much only you are qualified. You are avipakva kashaya. That means what? Immature. Not yet ready for my nirantara darshan. Nirantara darshana of the Lord is possible when knowledge. No other darshana can be nirantara. If suddenly Bhagavan stands in front of you, what he will do? Immediately you will prostrate, you will wonder, aha, in front of me also Bhagavan has come. So Bhagavan says, don't worry, I am not in hurry, you also need not to be excited, I will be with you. So you will be very happy, oh Bhagavan, in front, you are going to be with me, yes, yes, I am going to be with you. So 1 hour over, 2 hours over, and what you do? How many times you will wash his feet? How much flower you have to offer? Then how many garlands you may have? Okay, here and there you rush and bring everyone. Hey, come, come, come. You see, because for them, for your neighbors or your friends whom you call, he is not available. His darshan is not available. So immediately think, they may think that something happened. So you leave them, then go here and there and beg something and bring fruits and give to him. So 2 hours over, 3 hours over. Morning, tiffin you served, suppose. Then afternoon, he is sitting. He is not moving at all. So you cannot do any work. Then, enappa, ogale varu. He is not going at all. So you manage somehow afternoon also. Then evening also you manage. Then night, what will tell? Bhagavan, I want to have some sleep. Please leave me. Correct? You cannot enjoy his presence all the time. If he is giving darshan as a second entity from you, that is called avipakva kashaya. As long as that mind is with dvaita bhava, nirantara darshana is impossible. I can never be with any entity permanently other than myself. Correct? Whatever may be the blessed entity, other than me, I cannot be with any entity permanently all the time. Permanently means what? Always. So there is only one way, even for Lord to be with me always. That's what is the way? Knowledge. That he should become one with me. Or I should have that knowledge that he is already one with me. So therefore Bhagavan says here, I have revealed myself in one particular form which you have meditated to make the words of sadhus as satya. What sadhus told when they initiated you? Tell this nama japa. Like this you, with this form you meditate on the Lord. So Bhagavan will give you darshan. They told. So for me their words are important. I have to fulfill their words. Therefore I have given one time darshan. And that darshan also is to give you faith in the words of sadhus and to increase your longing for me. One who has a longing for me gradually abandons all other desires from his heart. Nothing can distract that devotee from devotion. Similarly, oh dear child, nothing will distract you. So spend your balanced lifetime in sadhu seva and shastra shravanam, singing my glories. You will be established in knowledge, jnanam, and will be my greatest devotee. Not now, in the next janma. Greatest devotee means what? Public relation officer. You will be public relation officer in the next janma. Naraji says, once this voice has come, I was totally relieved from my anxiety. Will I get, will I see him, will I see him? That anxiety was there, na? So I was totally relieved from that anxiety. And I was totally relieved from the anxiety whether I will become again worldly person. So I was very happy about the assurance of the Lord. Therefore, without any doubt in his words, I spent my balanced life in the previous janma as instructed by the Lord in singing the glories and learning the hearing the scriptures. Namanyanantasya hatatra pappatan guhyani bhadrani kritani chasmaran gam paryatan tushtamana gatasprahaha kalam pratikshan vimato vimatsaraha. Here nicely Naraji explains how his spiritual life was growing from one stage to another stage. By singing the glories of the Lord, by hearing the glories of the Lord, by studying the glories of the Lord, by chanting the name of the Lord, vimadaha vimatsaraha san. First, sign of spiritual growth is what? The person becomes free from mada, free from arrogance. Arrogance is always born out of anatma qualities. Arrogance is because of what? Either because of your physical power or wealth or your intellectual power or your status. These are all external things only, na? How much time it will take for the Lord to take away? Within a day, he can make anyone as paralytic stroke. One time stroke, na, gone. Suppose suddenly imagine one chief minister, paralytic stroke comes. What will happen? All the cabinet ministers will decide who will become next. Correct? They won't even wait. They won't even wait. So along with the paralytic stroke, money has gone, wealth has gone, everything has gone. So first thing a person has to come away is arrogance, born out of external achievements. So vimadaha and vimatsaraha, jealous, matsarya. If I get lot of successes, I get arrogance. If I get less success, I get jealous. So these two are always only two possibilities. Either you get more or you get less. In both ways, there is a problem for spiritual life. So, initially, I came away from that to asuras. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. Six asuras they call in human mind. So, mada is because of the ignorance that everything is given by the Lord. If failure comes, what he says? It is my fate. If success comes, he doesn't say it is my fate. I worked for it, he says. See how impartial, na? Opinion itself. If failure comes, he scolds everyone, including Bhagavan, fate, Shani, planets. If success comes, he should tell, na? By their blessing or something he should add, na? He will tell, no, I worked hard. They will tell. So that is called madam. And matsarya means, because of the ignorance, that the blessing given to someone deserves that blessing. Because Bhagavan cannot be a man of whimsical fancies. This time you got 10 lakh. Next time that fellow get, let him get 20 lakh. Not, it's not like that. Everything comes in everybody's life is with a reason. We may not know that reason. We may be ignorant of that reason. Because of ignorance, that everyone deserves what they receive. And that what they receive is certainly from the Lord's hands only, as karma phala dhata. Bhagavan alone gives all these things. Human mind gets madaha and matsaryaha. Here Narada Rishi says, I was initially free from those things. Then gataspruhaha tushtamanaha san. Gataspruha means what? Free from all types of desires. Spruha means desires. Tushtamanaha, totally satisfied with what I am. Satisfaction is possible on two aspects. Worldly person, normal mind thinks satisfaction depend upon what I have. So if I don't have car, if I don't have girlfriend, if I don't have house, if I don't have power, position, I am not satisfied. That is worldly mind. And elevated mind or spiritual mind is satisfied not because what I have, but because what I am. As an individual, I am so and so. Therefore, I am satisfied. My character is like this. I am associated with noble things. Therefore, I am satisfied. Like that. Tushta manaha san gataspruhaha. So, my security, peace and happiness doesn't belong to external achievement. Therefore, gataspruhaha anantasya namani hatatrapaha patan. Without any shyness or shame, I started singing the glories of the Lord. We have shame for singing the Lord's name. So I go to village, lots of village I am visiting, na? Every year. So I used to tell to children, please tell one name of the Lord. Children invariably, like that they will tell. They are shy. Then if I ask, so who is that cricket player you like? Immediately that, Tendulkar, like that they will tell. No shy. That's also name. When I say, tell Jai Sri Ram, like that they are shy. Because it's inborn, it is inside the mind. Anything, what you call, spiritual or inner benefit, generally human mind is shy of that. This is also another fetters. Sri Ramakrishna talks about six fetters. This shyness for noble things also. That's why now, however may religious person you may be, you will not apply your religious marks and go to your corporate office. Why? You may be CEO of that office. And being born in certain religious family, so you have your own religious marks. You may do that puja also in your home and you may put that religious marks in your home. But when you get into the car, first thing what you do? You wipe everything. Shyness. Guhyani badrani kritani chasmaran. I remembered all the beautiful leelas of the Lord as taught by the sadhus, and I was waiting for my death. What a beautiful maturity, see? A person waits for death with happy mood, without jealousy, without arrogance, without desire, spending entire life in Lord's glory. Then he says, because of the assurance of the Lord, in the next Janma, I was born as a Manasa Putra of Brahmaji. The next Kalpa, when Brahmaji was asked to create the Srishti. Brahmaji, how can he create Srishti? Not according to his whims and fancies. According to the previous Kalpas, seeds are there, samskaras are there, punya, papa, karma, phalas are there. This jiva has to become donkey, that jiva has to become Indra, this jiva has to become Narada, like that one punya papa karma phala is there. So accordingly, Bhagavan made it sure that I was born as a Manasa Putra of Brahmaji along with the rishis. Marichi and Atri rishis were there first. Manasa Putra means what? Mind bond children. Just Brahmaji might have thought. So immediately children have come. Sanakadi rishis came na? Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanadana. Like that Marichi Adi, Atri rishis. Along with them, I also born. As even I got birth, I was blessed with Puru Janma Smarana. That is also another blessing. I was blessed with Puru Janma Smarana and I was blessed to lead entire life. Entire life means what? Brahmaji will, as long as Brahmaji lives, Naraji also will live. Huge time. Entire life with a Akhanda Brahmacharya Vratam. As a sannyasi. Sannyasa lifestyle is what? Akhanda Brahmacharya Vrata. So Bhagavan blessed me with the power to roam everywhere, all the lokas, as his public relation officer. Whenever he wants to convey something to any community of living being, whether it is Rakshasas, Asuras, everywhere he was welcomed, you know. Beautiful person, this person. Generally, we come across about rishis from the scriptures. And this one rishi stands separately. We don't find anybody rejected him. We don't find he got angry and gave one shapa like that. Only once he was little bit irritated. In a singing mode, he told, "You fellows be born in Vrindavan." This much he told. To whom? To the sons of Kubera. They were the people who were born as trees when Krishna was playing with the tree. Singing mode. Because they, when he was passing, they were taking bath naked. Because in our culture, decent person will not take bath naked. Because in those days, they used to take bath in the rivers or ponds in public places. No? So they were taking bath nakedly. So therefore he told, "Oh, you don't need a dress. So there is an entity which doesn't have shame. That shameless entity is what? You be the trees like that." And that too where? Not in Ravana's court or Ashokavana or something. In Vrindavanam. And when, not when Kamsa was there. Not when other Rakshasas were there. In Vrindavan, when Bhagavan is going to be born as a child, he also will not have dresses, so you fellows also will not have dress. Like that, by singing way he gave. So this Naraji, very beautiful individual, personality, we find. Everywhere he was welcome. And women are very fond of him. Even children are fond of him. Even the Ravanas and Hiranyakashipu was fond of him, you know. Hiranyakashipu respected only one individual in his 73 yuga ruling period. How much? 73 yugas. One yuga, one chatur yuga means what? 43,20,000 years. He ruled 73 chatur yugas, it seems. So he was the person who was invited by Hiranyakashipu. Because very pleasant person. How it is? So, Hiranyakashipu has given an order. Nobody should chant the Lord's name. Narayana should not be told by anyone. So, only person got very much upset by this order is Narada Bhagavan only. Just 24 hours singing, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. Then he thought, "Bhagavan, how can I live in this world without telling your name?" So when he meditated, it seems Bhagavan gave one Veena. Devadatta amimam veenam swarabrahma vibhushitam murchayitva harikatam gayamanascharam yaham. Bhagavan gave that Veena. Devadattam veenam Swarabrahma Vibhushitam. You just play that, the sound which comes is Narayana only, it will come. Others will not understand. So others used to think though this man is playing some instrument, music instrument. So like that he is to be always without opening his mouth, he is to remember the Lord just by the playing that veena, tampura. So our Hiranyakashipu heard, Naraji roams here and there happy with a happy mood without even telling the Lord's name, and he is not bothered about your rules and regulations. So he is not worried about your rules. Like that they gave information. So Hiranyakashipu called, Narada Bhagavan come, Narada Rishi come, what you are doing? Why, I am roaming as usual with my own guitar, tambura. Oh acha, oh what you play? You sit, I will give a concert. So he gave a concert. What concert? Narayana, 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 without telling. So that pura samskara is there in Hiranyakashipu's mind. Somewhere else I heard this tune, some beautiful tune. Because this fellow was a doorkeeper. In Vaikuntha, he is Dwarapalaka. He was Dwarapalaka. So that samskara is there. So he liked that tune and music. So he told, Narada Rishi, tomorrow onwards, daily evening 6 o'clock he should come. You see, Sandhya Vandana time. Evening 6 o'clock, his concert. So he is to come, Narayana, 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 Narayana. In his court, all other singers are there, na? They will come and sing the glory of Hiranyakashipu. So Naraji was afraid whether when this fellow will ask, sing my glory like that. So he himself wanted to test whether that fellow likes his glory if I sing. So that particular day, instead of this Narayana, Narayana, he started playing Hiranyakashipu, 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 Hiranyakashipu. What nonsense music it is. Stop this, like that he told. Only that yesterday what you did? Same music only I want. Like that our Narada Rishi was given. He just escaped from the rules of the Hiranyakashipu because of Devadattam Imam Veenam Swarabrahma Vibhushitam. And while playing, while chanting the Lord's name, Murchayitva Arikata, completely I was engrossed, immersed in that Harikata, Gayamanaha Charamyaham. He was talking to Vyasarishi, na? So I was just going, roaming everywhere, telling the Lord's name. Pragayata Svavirjani Tirtapada Priyasravaha Ahuta Ivame Shigram Darshanam Yati Chetasi. Whenever I start my day, when I start this playing that veena, Narayana, 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 immediately Bhagavan comes and stands. Oh, did you call me? Then it is a disturbance for my playing Narayana. So I am immersed in his glory, in his name. So when Bhagavan comes, Ahuta Ivame Shigram, as though I called, Shigram Yati Chetasi, Darshanam Yati Chetasi. He comes and is to disturb me. See the change? In previous Janma, he was hankering for that darshan. That time Bhagavan told, Dhyayatas charanam bhojam. He used to anchor. That time Bhagavan told, Avipakva kashayanam. So when you meditate, Bhagavan told you are unqualified. Here Bhagavan comes without asking, without calling. So one of the commentators says, because pragayataha. If you do meditation, he will not come and he will say that you are immature fellow. If you sing the glories of the Lord, even if you don't call him, he will come. Like that one comment. Because meditation comes under Yama Niyamati Ashtanga. Ashtanga Prayatna is what? It is your Prayatna. But Nama Sankirtanam is not your Prayatna. It doesn't wait for your Prayatna. So you can see the children. After the end of a cinema,
children, without their own will, they will sing that cinema song. How it comes? Because it has entered the my inner mind, so automatically it comes. Similarly, I also, when started singing the glories of the Lord, Bhagavan used to come and he used to disturb me. Bhagavan's darshanam was a disturbance for me. Therefore, I requested Bhagavan, don't come now and then. See the growth of the devotion. Don't come now and then and disturb my singing. More than your darshanam, very remembrance is a taste. Very remembrance is a parama purushartha. Smaranam is more powerful than even darshan. Remembrance is more powerful than darshanam. Such is the glory of the Lord. Since he is Tirthapadaha Prayashravaha. Tirthapadaha is a beautiful name. Padaha means feet. Sanctifying feet is called a Tirthapadaha. Priyashravaha, Lord of endearing fame. So many people have name and fame. But somebody hears that name and fame, who is your enemy or someone, so he doesn't like your name and fame. So he gets jealous or he criticizes. But Lord's name and fame is not like that. It endears everyone. So singing his glories is the most powerful sadhana to cross the samsara sagara. Etadhyatura chittanam matra sparshechaya muhuhu bhavasindhu plavo drishto haricharyanu varnanam. Haricharyanu varnanam. Haricharyanu varnanam means that leelas or lifestyle done by leelas done by the Lord or lifestyle of the Lord. Singing those leelas, singing the glories of that Lord is the safest boat to cross the samsara sagara. Even for those who are atura chittaha. Atura chittaha means what? With disturbed mind. They are aturaha, with a lot of pain. Why they are aturaha? Why they are painful? Matra sparshe chaya atura chittaha. Because their own sense organs don't allow them at peace. Give this, give that, give this, give that, give this, give that. All the time, every sense organ demands. To fulfill that demand, a person has to roam here and there, earn money, because nothing is given to you freely. So naturally, in order to satisfy his own sense organs, the person all the time roams here and there. Because of that roaming and extrovertedness, his mind becomes painful. Even after giving certain demands of the sense organs are not satisfied. Ungrateful people in our life is our own sense organs, you know. Whole life you give nice things to the mouth. Still at the age of 70 or 80, the tongue will ask, put more, little more ghee, put like that. Are 70 years you ate with ghee and chakli, muruku, ice cream, so many things, correct? But still, that mouth, one part of the mind says, hey, I cannot eat muruku. Muruku means what? That one particular snacks are there, Tamil Nadu, or muruku, chakli, you know? So it is little rough, you need some teeth to munch. But tongue says, no, give me mixture. One Swami gave name for one brahmachari, because he was fond of mixtures. Mixtures means that's it. So when he was brahmachari, so he gave, your name, sannyasa name will be Mixture Ananda. He is so much fond of that mixture. Similarly, these sense organs, how many things the eyes see, how many cinemas, how many dramas, whole life this fellow sees. Then eyes reported that they have developed cataract. And the operation also over. And here we in our ashram we do operation. Next day, once that stitching was removed, generally they used to say 1 week don't see TV and newspaper, don't read anything like that. sitting here, fellows will read newspaper, you know. Once that bandage is removed, immediately they are able to see. First thing, what they do? Not seeing Bhagavan's face. First thing, that newspaper one. So that much ungrateful our sense organs. Therefore, Atura Chittaha. Here Narada Bhagavan says, even a common man can gain moksha. How? By associating himself with Sadhu Sangha. The entire story, what is the teaching? Whatever may be your age, whatever may be your kula, whatever may be your education, just get associated with good people. And definition for good people is what? One who reminds you about the Lord. One who reminds you about the purpose of life. One who lead that their own life in that direction. And in one class we saw, our parents are the most efficacious sadhus. But unfortunately, present day generation is missing that nobility. Parents are missing that nobility because they are ignorant. They don't know what is great in human life. The teaching, the chain of knowledge is broken. So satsanga you get, then through satsanga you get ruchi in kathashravana, stories. Then through hearing the satkathashravanam, everyone spends lot of time in kathashravanam only. Understood. But what type of kathashravanam determines person's life. If it is serial kathashravanam, already one more crying story is there in my life. Family everywhere quarreling. I see my parents are quarreling, relatives are quarreling. And prime time serial also, lot of quarreling and such, lot of things I see. So similarly, I understand, oh, this is the condition of the entire world, Jagat. But if the child is exposed to Satkatha Shravanam, noble entertainments, they call it. And in those days, entertainers always were either old parents, grandfather, grandmother, like that. They did not have anything to do. So they are called empty laps. Their laps were empty. Whenever you need some cushion, whenever you are shocked by your parents or society or something, you just go there and give complaint. She is the best psychiatrist. She will tell, don't bother. That idiot also was like you only. Like that he will tell. That idiot means who? Father. Father scolds child. Childs come back and falls at the feet of the lap of the old mother, grandmother. So she says, don't bother, that idiot also was like that one. I know him. You are the great one. Like that, some few words. Over. Medicine is over. Within 5 minutes, the child will come back to normal. But now children don't have that. So they build up. Pressures are built up. Whom to tell? And children have that one peculiar psychology. If you blame others in front of them, they will feel happy. And if you say, you are not the only child having this trouble, if you say, they will feel happy. Understood? So that was done ever by our old parents, grandmothers and grandfather. So you get Hari Bhakti by Satkatha Shravanam. And you get Chitta Shuddhi also by hearing the Lord's glory. Slowly you become Vimadaha, Vimatsaraha, Gataspruhaha, Hatatrapaha. All these stages you gain. Finally you gain Atma Jnanam also. That is why, hey Vyasarishi, I insist you to record all the Leelas of the Lord and to spread them to the humanity. Hearing the story of Narada Bhagavan, Vyasacharya was wondering, what a great person you are. From where to where you have claimed the spiritual ladder of a human life. Vyasacharya says, Aho Devarshi Dhanyoyam Yatkirtim Shargadanvanaha Gayan Madhyan itam tantriya ramayati aturam jagat. అహో దేవర్షి ధన్యోయం. వాట్ ఎ బ్లెస్సెడ్ సోల్ దిస్ దేవర్షి ఈస్. అండ్ యు ఆర్ ది ప్రూఫ్ ఆఫ్ ది గ్రేట్నెస్ ఆఫ్ సాధు సంఘ అండ్ భక్తి. నో రిలేటివ్స్ ఫార్ యూ, బట్ ఫార్ యూ ఎంటైర్ క్రియేషన్ ఈస్ ఆర్ రిలేటివ్స్. నో రెసిడెన్స్, బట్ యూ కెన్ స్టే ఇన్ ఎనీ హౌస్, యూ కెన్ రోమ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్. నో రెస్ట్, కాన్స్టెంట్లీ మూవింగ్, బట్ ఆల్వేస్ మేకింగ్ అదర్స్ లైఫ్ యాజ్ పీస్ఫుల్ అండ్ హ్యాపీ లైఫ్. జనరలీ ఎ పర్సన్ హూ ఈస్ ట్రావెలింగ్ ఈజ్ డివైడ్ ఆఫ్ పీస్ అండ్ హ్యాపీనెస్. యు నో ఇన్ ట్రావెల్ యూ డోంట్ గెట్ దట్ పీస్ అండ్ హ్యాపీనెస్. అండ్ వన్స్ యూ కమ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ట్రావెలింగ్, యూ క్రియేట్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ టు ద పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ ఇన్ హౌస్ విత్ పీస్ అండ్ హ్యాపీనెస్. బట్ దిస్ నారద భగవాన్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్ రోమింగ్ హియర్ అండ్ దేర్, బట్ బ్రింగింగ్ పీస్ అండ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ టు ది సఫరింగ్ హ్యూమన్ మైండ్. బ్రింగ్స్ లాట్ టు దేర్ హార్ట్ వెన్ ఎవర్ హూ ఎవర్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ కాంటాక్ట్ విత్ యూ ఈస్ బ్లెస్డ్ విత్ డివోషన్ అండ్ ఇమార్టాలిటీ. చిల్డ్రన్ కేమ్ ఇన్ కాంటాక్ట్ విత్ హిమ్ లైక్ ధ్రువ, లైక్ ప్రహ్లాద, లైక్ ఈవెన్ హిరణ్యకశిపు, ఈవెన్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ హీ విల్ కమ్ ఇన్ ఎంటైర్ భాగదం హీ ఈజ్ ఆల్ పర్వేసివ్ ఎంటిటీ. లైక్ భగవాన్ నారద భగవాన్ ఆల్సో ఈజ్ ఏ ఆల్ పర్వేసివ్ ఎంటిటీ. సో దస్ హ్యావింగ్ ఇన్స్పైర్డ్ బై నారద రిషి, వ్యాసాచార్య రోట్ ది లార్డ్స్ లీల, బికాస్ దిస్ వాజ్ ద ఫస్ట్ టైం స్క్రిప్చర్ ఈజ్ పుట్ ఇన్ టు ది రైటింగ్ ఫామ్. వ్యాసాచార్య వాజ్ ద ఫస్ట్ పర్సన్ in scriptural history, he was the first person to put everything in writing. It was oral parampara, and at the end of the Dwapara Yuga, so he thought Kali Yuga means people will be mandaha, mandabhagyaha, upadrutaha. They are very much enthusiastic in learning some other thing other than necessary thing, and mandabhagyaha, even if they want to have this type of learning, their capacity to remember those things. Now you need not remember anything. Anything you ask Google Mama, he gives. Not even your arithmetic calculator is there. Nothing you need to remember, that type of education now. So that time Vyasacharya thought, like these people will be, so I will put it into the everything into the writing for him. But he put Lord's Leela in a very less form in Mahabharatam. Therefore, now Narada Bhagavan has inspired him to write Srimad Bhagavatam. So having inspired, Vyasacharya prayed to the Lord to reveal all his Leelas. Leelas are already passed, over. And only one small feature is there, Kali Yuga, what will happen like that. So he prayed to the Lord, and he has recorded the revelations of the Lord and put it in the form of a Bhagavatam. And after writing it, he wanted to give to someone. Whom to give? Rig Veda was given to someone, Yajur Veda someone, Mahabharatam to Roma Arshana, Bhagavatam to whom? According to the level of the scripture, the adhikari also should be there. So Bhagavatam is full of bhakti and renunciation and knowledge. So he was thinking none of the disciples are eligible for that, to gain Bhagavatam, to be taught Bhagavatam. So he prayed to the Lord to give him a disciple in the form of his own son, and Vyasa gets Shuka Maharishi as a disciple and son. Those details we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam తదేవ శోకార్ణవ శోషణం నృణా యదుత్తమ శ్లోక యశోను గీయతే గోపికా జీవన స్మరణం గోవిందా గోవిందా.